I'm sure a lot of us like a nice glass of wine at the end of the day. I don't know about you, Chris, but I like a nice glass of wine at the end of the day. But for around 500 million people in the world, that's actually not so much fun as they have an allergy to wine. It's apparently a bit like having a hay fever attack. You get itchy eyes and sneezing. But now a group from the University of Southern Denmark, publishing in the Journal of Proteome Research, have found out exactly what it is in the wine that makes these people react to it. It's a type of molecule called a glycoprotein, which is also what causes other allergic reactions like those to pollen and dust mites. These are molecules made up of sugar and protein molecules joined together, and they are really important to life. They're found in our cell membranes, some important hormones are glycoproteins, and they also play a key role in immune response. The kind of glycoproteins on the outside of an invading pathogen, like a bacterium, for example, help the immune system to identify it. So the team, led by Giuseppe Parmisano, tested an Italian Chardonnay using a mass spectrometer to see if there were glycoproteins present that might be causing these reactions. They identified 28 different glycoproteins in the wine, contributed both by the grapes and by the yeast used to make the wine. Many of the glycoproteins from the grapes were very similar in structure to ones known from other plants and fruit that are known to cause these allergic reactions. And it's the structure of the glycoprotein that's really important in it being an allergen or not.
So are they suggesting that the way forward is to now come up with a hypoallergenic wine that lacks those glycoproteins so that people who do, unfortunately, half a billion of them, that's a lot, have this rather unfortunate allergy could be helped?
Well, I think that is the kind of the, what they suggested, but obviously it's going to be quite a fair way off because the glycoproteins in the wine are actually really essential for the sort of the structure and the flavour. So, you know, you take those out, the wine's going to be completely different. And also because there's so many of the glycoproteins present, it's kind of they're not sure which one it is. So, yeah, there's still quite a lot of work to be done.
But good news, potentially. I'll raise a glass to that, if I'm allowed to say that.